Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news. On Monday, the 26th of October, it is now 65. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. Our top story this afternoon, a McLeansboro High School student died Sunday morning in a single-vehicle crash down in Franklin County. 17-year-old Isaiah Snowden was pronounced dead at 1:55 Sunday morning by the Franklin County coroner, Marty Leffler. Mr. Leffler said Snowden was a backseat passenger in a pickup truck that ran a stop sign at the Aiden Blacktop and Bessie Road. The truck ran through a yard, hit a tree, knocked the tree down, then traveled through a house before coming to rest on its top. The driver and two other passengers were also seriously injured in that crash. Now, Coroner Leffler said alcohol was a factor in the crash along with excessive speed. Snowden was pronounced dead at the scene from major blunt force trauma injuries. One 17-year-old victim was from Macedonia, another 17-year-old from Benton, an 18-year-old was from McLeansboro, and the victim, 17-year-old Isaiah Snowden, was still attending McLeansboro High School but recently joined the National Guard. Family members had recently moved to Opdyke, which was his current address. But again, 17-year-old Isaiah Snowden pronounced dead yesterday morning in a traffic crash just inside of Franklin County. WFIW News Time, 12:16.
Nights are getting cooler, leaves are changing colors, and the vibrant colors of fall are coming to life. It's time to think about bringing the beautiful colors of fall into your home, and Stein's Flowers and Gifts in Carmi can help. Whether you prefer the long-lasting beauty of silk floral arrangements or the scents and colors of a fresh floral bouquet, Stein's Flowers can help you pick the perfect arrangement for your home. Only at Stein's Flowers and Gifts, 1st Street in Carmi, or call 382-4624.
The high price of missing routine tests could be colon cancer. This is Dr. Thompson at Horizon Healthcare. Colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in the U.S., according to the American Cancer Society. That number could drop by half if all Americans 50 and older follow the American Cancer Society's screening guidelines.
Call 842-4617 for your colonoscopy consultation with Dr. Wesley Thompson at Horizon Healthcare in Fairfield.
What makes you feel warm, dry, and light at Kincaid's in Fairfield? Is it the faux fur coats? Is it the Carhartt coats? Is it the hot water heaters? It's the Cold Gear Under Armour clothing at Kincaid's. Cold Gear Under Armour clothing for men, women, and children is designed to keep you warm, dry, and light. Get your Under Armour shirts, jackets, and long underwear at Kincaid's in Fairfield. Layaway is welcome. Gift wrapping is available. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5:30, and Sunday, noon until 4.
Frontier Community College has been given approval to build a field for the Bobcats baseball program. The college will launch their baseball program next year. Tommy Kent, Frontier's athletic director, says the field will be built west of Classroom Building West between Five Brothers Restaurant and the college along Illinois Route 15. First of all, an engineering firm from Mount Carmel will have to draw up the specifications for the field, with construction to start sometime early next year. Mr. Kent added that the newly hired Bobcats baseball coach, Jeff Baker, has started the process of recruiting players for the inaugural season. Kent said that other sports projects are moving along nicely, including the Bobcats Den Fitness Center. It is expected to be open for business November the 19th, which is the date, by the way, for the next IECC Board of Trustees meeting, which will be held here in Fairfield. Installation has been completed on dirt work, fences, and gates for the Bobcats softball field at Southwest Park. Kent says more grass will have to be sowed and the project complete and ready for next year. At this month's meeting of the North Wayne School Board, members accepted the resignation of Jeff Baker as Sisney High School head baseball coach. As I mentioned, Mr. Baker has accepted the head coaching position for Frontier Community College, the Bobcats baseball team. Approval was given to implement a peewee basketball program for kids grades 2 through 4. Kevin Bowen and Alex Atwood are the volunteer coaches. Rich Montgomery and People's National Bank each donated $200 toward the cost of starting that program. The board acknowledged also recent gifts to the district. The Mount Airy PTO donated smart boards, a digital camera, camcorders, and projectors, and Jared Cohn from Cohn Funeral Home in Flora donated a cot for youths in health services. In other news this afternoon, 48-year-old John C. Gabbard of Wayne City was arrested early Sunday morning on a charge of DUI, battery, and trespass to a residence. Wayne County Sheriff's Police say they got a call that Gabbard had left a wedding reception intoxicated and was traveling on Route 15. Police stopped his vehicle and suspected he was under the influence of alcohol, failing a number of field sobriety tests. He was taken to the county jail where he tested .119 on the state's breathalyzer. Earlier in the evening, police said, Gabbard is accused of punching Tim Smith, 26, of Keens, after the wedding reception. He's also accused of leaving Smith's residence, he was booked at the county jail on charges of DUI, trespass, and battery. Zachary K. Day, 30, of Sisney, was arrested Friday on a charge of domestic battery. Day is accused of punching his wife, Misty P. Day, 28, during an altercation. Mrs. Day told police her husband punched her in the head, jaw, and neck with a closed fist. She fled the house and called police. Mrs. Day had to unlock the house to let police in to arrest Zachary. Police say they found him passed out on the living room floor. He was taken to the county jail and booked on a charge of domestic battery. Owen D. Curtis, 48, of Bluford, was arrested Saturday on a Wayne County warrant charging him with domestic battery. Also, 44-year-old Amy L. Long of Stephen Street in Carmi was arrested Sunday afternoon on a charge of aggravated domestic battery, a Class 2 felony. Police responded to Stephen Street to check out a 911 hangup. The alleged victim was identified as the suspect's mother, 73-year-old Patsy L. Long. Now, Patsy Long said that, quote, things had been very intense around the house the past few weeks because of the Chicago Cubs' failure in the postseason. Mrs. Long told police when she tried to call 911 for help, her daughter, quote, caught her and took the phone away. Amy Long's been jailed on a felony charge of aggravated domestic battery. Reuben E. Markham, 40, of Harrisburg, was arrested in the early morning hours Friday by Carmi City Police on a charge of drunk driving. Police stated he was arrested after driving away from a disturbance on Fair Street. Josette L. St. John and Louis D. Ziegler, 58, of Carmi, busted Friday on charges of being in possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Both were lodged in the jail pending the setting of bond. Deborah L. Stallings, 51, of Route 1 McLeansboro, arrested Friday afternoon on a charge of DUI drugs. She was booked at the City County Jail in Carmi pending the posting of bond. 31-year-old William D. Reynolds of Church Street in Carmi busted late Friday night on charges of aggravated assault on a police officer, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. Police were called to 207 South Church Street a little before 11 o'clock Friday morning on a report of an intoxicated man passing out in a yard. When Reynolds woke up, he allegedly started attacking police who arrived at the scene. He was taken to the City County Jail and booked on charges of aggravated assault of a police officer and resisting arrest. James L. Parker, 18, of Carmi, busted Sunday on a White County warrant for a misdemeanor offense, bond $150. Ashley L. Ricketts, 22, of Carmi, arrested on a White County warrant, charging her with theft over $500, bond $2,500. And Samuel LaVance Powell, 37, of Carmi, has been arrested on a White County warrant for not wearing a seatbelt, bond $100 cash. WFIW News, time 12:23.
Spooktacular savings are at Eubinger's Furniture Company. For a limited time with a purchase, pick a ghost and receive a discount of up to 50% off your purchase. Plus, with approved credit, pay no interest till next year. See store for details. That makes these ghoulish deals too good to pass up. Now you can get all that new furniture and bedding you've been wanting with these spooktacular savings. Only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Enjoy your living space for less during the Outdoor Furniture Sale at Silco. In-house constructed Adirondack chairs are just $120, picnic tables $110, swings $125, and custom-built steps and doghouses start at $100. Plus, if you see an advertised price for any interior and exterior building materials, home decor, or plumbing supplies, go see managers Jim Triggs in Fairfield and Vern Weaver in Wayne City for a free price quote. They just might beat the price and include better customer service and delivery, too. That's at Southern Illinois Lumber Company in Fairfield and Wayne City.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital recently held a trauma nursing core course for Fairfield Memorial's registered nurses. Previously, FMH would have to send their staff to St. Louis or Evansville for 2 days to receive the advanced training. But due to the education room and the hospital's medical arts complex, they were able to bring the instructors to Fairfield. The Trauma Nursing Corps course helps ensure the optimal care of trauma patients. Emergency nurses are essential members of the trauma team, and therefore using a systematic standardized approach to the care of injured patients is essential. Research proves that morbidity and mortality of trauma patients can be significantly reduced by educating nurses to provide expert trauma care. Gasoline prices in parts of southern Illinois have dropped to below $2 per gallon, while the price in Fairfield is still holding about $2.13. At stations in Coulterville, the price has dropped to $1.87 a gallon, and Christopher, $1.89. Price of gasoline has not dropped below $2 a gallon in neighboring southwestern Indiana, but upstate Indiana in Kokomo, the price is $1.87 a gallon. At this month's meeting of the Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees, members approved the retirement of Karen Bryant, Coordinator of Public Information and Marketing at Frontier Community College, effective the first of the year. The board also approved the retirement of Scott Talbert, Textbook and Equipment Library Technician at Frontier, and Mitchell Wolf, Workforce Education Instructor. Both retirements are effective the first of the year. The board also approved a renewal of employee health and dental insurance with Blue Cross Blue Shield for the 2016 calendar year, with an overall rate increase of 15.3% for health insurance, 1.9% reduction in dental plan premiums. The next regular meeting of the trustees will be Tuesday, November the 17th at Frontier. Illinois is delaying payouts of more than a lottery ticket if it's worth more than $600 because of the budget mess. And neighboring states are salivating at a chance to boost their own lottery sales. Gas stations, smoke shops, and convenience stores near borders, particularly in Indiana and Kentucky, say they've already noticed a huge difference. The Hoosier Lottery has issued a statement saying it welcomes Illinois players to Indiana. In Kentucky's McCracken County, along the southern border of Illinois, there was a 13% jump in the sale of scratch-off lottery tickets. Richland County, with the assistance of the Federal Highway Administration and the Illinois Department of Transportation, will build a replacement bridge on North Wynuth Road between Woods Lane and Bethel Lane. Work started today. It is expected to take about 10 weeks to complete. That section of the Wynuth Road will be closed to all traffic during the project. Locals should use Jesse Road to avoid construction. Through traffic should use Route 130. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices closed down on Friday. Local refineries dropped. They're offering $1 per barrel today. They're paying $37.50 per barrel at the noon hour. December crude oil is also down 32 cents a barrel, trading at $44.28 per barrel. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield at the noon hour. The Dow's down 31 points at 17,616. The Nasdaq's up 4 at 5,036. In local and area death, 68-year-old Louisville resident Ronnie Dale McNeely died 10:23 Friday evening at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis. He was an over-the-road truck driver. He survived by his wife Janet, sons Randy of Louisville, Troy of Marshall, Illinois, Brent of Somersville, South Carolina, a sister, Janet Neely of Grayville, and a number of children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A celebration of life service for Ronnie Dale McNeely will be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning at the J.W. Neal Funeral Home in Louisville, with burial in Orchard Hill Cemetery at Louisville. Visitation will be 6 to 8 Tuesday night at the J.W. Neal Funeral Home in Louisville. Memorials may be made to the Friends House of the Mid-America Transplant Services and will be accepted at J.W. Neal Funeral Home in Louisville. Funeral services for 89-year-old McLeansboro resident William H. Jill Dial have been set for 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in Braden Valley Cemetery west of Dale. Then graveside military rites will be performed by the American Legion Post 106 in McLeansboro. Visitation will be tonight, 6 until 8 at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with a Masonic service at 7 p.m. Funeral services for 17-year-old Isaiah Snowden of Opdyke, Illinois, who was killed in a traffic crash yesterday morning, are pending at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News Time, 1230.
Hi everyone, this is Kevin Smurden, Vice President and Senior Lending Officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion. You know, we've always been in the business of making dreams come true. Are you like many in the community that have dreamed of owning your own business? Bring your ideas in and speak to one of our commercial loan professionals. Our competitive rates and solid decision making will make it the best decision you've ever made.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Visit us online at cnbalbion.com.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from Wear Dated, Smart Strand Silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, Timeless Design Wicker 8mm Laminate Flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and Luxury Vinyl Plank Flooring in Barnwood is on sale too. At Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Clouds will increase this afternoon, high around 66 or so. Showers likely tonight, especially after 10 o'clock. Low of 54. Rain likely Tuesday, high of 61. We have a 30% chance of rain Wednesday, high of 66. Thursday and Friday, sunny 59. Saturday, a chance of showers, high 62. Got up to 69 for the high yesterday, 45 our low this morning, and at 12:31 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, still quite a few sunbeams, it is 65. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.